This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello and welcome to Comic Book Noise. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com and it's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at comicbooknoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. If you'd like to donate to the ongoing maintenance of the show, there's a Patreon. Go to comicbooknoise.com/Patreon, or you can go to the homepage at comicbooknoise.com. There are links there for all kinds of options. I need to apologize for... Part of me wants to apologize. And might come off as a dick. Part of me wants to apologize for not... putting out a regular show in quite a while. Another part of me is like, if you're listening to this, like, even a month later, it's not going to matter, you know. In fact, a couple of weeks from now, it won't matter because I'll be doing Dog Days of Podcasting. If you jump on board during Dog Days of Podcasting, you listen back, you won't know that there's been a gap, you know. But I do owe an explanation. There's two main things. Number one, I was supposed to do a Heroes Con follow-up show with Dave Slusher, but he got busy, I got busy, and we just haven't had an opportunity to arrange anything yet. Sort of like our Doctor Strange movie review. Or the milestone podcast that me and David A. Price were supposed to do. You know, it's just, yeah, sometimes things just don't get done, you know. That's one thing, but, you know, I came to the realization that all I have to do is that when we finally do put it out, just put it in the feed. Nobody's going to care, you know. That, you know, the time between the last part and the next part, nobody's going to care. But... the main reason why I haven't is because on a regular, it's going to take some time show, I like to mention the names of the patrons. I haven't had an opportunity because I've been working every weekend, which is usually when I put the shows together. And if I haven't been working on the weekend, then I've been, you know, busy during, you know, summery life things. And I don't keep a list of them handy, you know. So I would just like to thank all of the patrons. Your ongoing support means a lot more than you probably even realize. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put shows out like I normally do, and I will thank the patrons. I just may not always put out, you know, a list of names with each episode. Is this my ride? I don't think so. Nope, my ride is still 7 minutes away. It was 7 minutes away like 5 minutes ago. No, 5 minutes ago he was 10 minutes away, so. Alright, and here we go. Asshole with muffler issues. Alright, well, anyway, this is going to be a quick show because yesterday I was on, I don't know if it was Facebook or Twitter, but somebody made the statement that they probably sneezed when they wrote it, but somebody made the statement that, oh, damn it, now I remember. I forgot to take my pills. Hold on a second. Okay. Alright, so he said he can't wait for the day when people stop making lists of recommendations for new readers and they leave off these three books: Watchmen, The Killing Joke, and The Dark Knight Returns. Because he said those were, you know, cutting edge 30 years ago. You know, and those probably aren't the best books that you want to start a new reader off on. Especially something like Watchmen. Well, actually, all three of them, because they're all not really in continuity. Somebody who comes because they've seen a Batman movie, or, you know, the Avengers might be like, what the hell's going on here, you know? So that makes sense. But then he started really basically shitting on superhero comic books, because, you know, that's what people do. You know, it's like, okay, this is the hobby. This is what good portion of the hobby, but let's act like we're all ashamed of it, you know? And so that's just something that just made no sense to me, you know? He was basically saying that maybe people shouldn't recommend those books or any superhero books, but rather recommend books like, what did he say? Funhouse, I think. And I know Blankets was one of them. And I'm thinking to myself, well, those are good books, but those are also kind of old, you know? So I don't know. I guess some old books are okay as long as they're not superhero books. Which is weird to me, that if you're going to make a list of 20, because that's somebody else in the comments were basically saying, you know, if you had a list of 20, you wouldn't have any superhero books. And to me, that just makes no sense. You know, I mean, let's just say that it didn't revolve around superheroes, but let's say that the comic book industry revolved around stories of people who were picking apples, right? And they were making TV shows about people picking apples, and movies about people picking apples, you know, and a good 75% of comic books were some variation of people picking apples, right? Or maybe they're picking crab apples, or maybe they're picking oranges or bananas or some shit like that, right? To then have a list of books and none of them have apple picking in it, it seems kind of suspect too. It's just as having a list of all apple picking books, you know. Anyway, my ride's here, so I'm done making a lot of noise, a lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.